If you're one of those people that's putting out content that's not relevant to your target audience, then it's just simply going to get ignored. They're not going to engage with it. And so, to ensure that your content stands out, you need to be talking about the things that are relevant and helpful to a specific target audience, and that target audience should represent potential buyers for your product or service. Welcome to the Influence and Scale podcast, where content creators, marketers, and entrepreneurs learn how to increase their influence and scale their business using content marketing. My name is Tyler Basu, and alongside my business partner, Chuck Anderson, we'll be sharing proven strategies to help you grow your audience, create great content, and generate more traffic, leads, and sales for your business. Thanks so much for joining us. Now let's dive in. What's up, Tyler Basu here. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. Today, instead of sharing some insights on any particular step involved in creating and promoting content for your business, I've decided to share three of the biggest mistakes that you want to avoid making as an entrepreneur and as a content creator. And these are the mistakes that essentially cause an inbound marketing strategy to fail. I have personally made all three of these mistakes in the past. I think I made them all simultaneously, actually, when I first got it started with creating content online. And so I've learned from my own trial and error to avoid these mistakes, but it took me several years to recognize that I was making these mistakes. And then as I corrected them, that's when I finally figured out how to create content that drives growth for a business rather than just doing it as a hobby or as a passion or contributed to a metric which I thought might have been important, but it turns out wasn't the metric that mattered the most. So on that note, I'm going to jump into the first mistake that you want to avoid when it comes to creating content. And that mistake is not defining exactly who you want to reach with that content. And if your ultimate goal is to sell more products and services, then that means defining who the ideal client is for your products and services. I touched on this in more detail in episode number 14 on how to develop an ideal buyer profile for your business. And so I'm not going to go too deep into how to develop that buyer profile. I just want to really, really drive home the point that before you create any content, if the goal is to attract customers, you need to define who those ideal customers are. And the reason this is so important is because everybody's publishing content. Just the fact that you're putting content online doesn't really give you an advantage. So there's a lot of noise online. When people are on social media or on the internet, they kind of have their filters on because they're having to sift through so much information and ads and content that's getting in front of them that isn't relevant to them. And so if you're one of those people that's putting out content that's not relevant to your target audience, then it's just simply going to get ignored. They're not going to engage with it. And so to ensure that your content stands out, you need to be talking about the things that are relevant and helpful to a specific target audience, and that target audience should represent potential buyers for your product or service. So there shouldn't be a disconnect between what you talk about in your free content and the likelihood that that content will attract a potential customer. So before you prioritize getting more attention for your business, make sure that you really defined whose attention you actually want, and be willing to repel people that don't fit that criteria, and be willing to get really, really specific in your content topics so that they're really and truly relevant and helpful to the people that you most want to reach. So that's mistake number one, is not defining who your target audience is and then creating content with the intention of being relevant and helpful to that target audience. The second mistake to avoid is focusing on the size of your audience as if that's the most important metric, because it just isn't. I've spoken to so many entrepreneurs, actually I should call them content creators first of all, because what they did was get really, really good at creating content and building a large audience, but because they weren't operating first and foremost like a business owner, they really dropped the ball on creating products or services, or at the very least referring other people's products and services to that audience. And so some of these people have hundreds of thousands of followers online, hundreds of thousands of subscribers to their YouTube channel or to their blog, and they're still struggling to generate revenue or relying on things like ads and sponsors, which is just not a great model if your goal is to generate revenue, because you need such a huge audience to make that work. And you can generate some really good revenue with a small audience if you're focused on selling them products and services that can really help them. And so don't make the mistake of thinking that the size of your audience will have a direct correlation to your business growth and your revenue growth. Because if you're making the next mistake that I'm about to cover, then that audience that you're building doesn't really have a path to becoming your customer. In many cases, the only call to actions that content creators have is to subscribe and engage with the content. But when your goal is revenue, having somebody that consumes your content and then the next thing you want them to do is consume more content or leave a comment or share it, and you're keeping them at the top of your funnel. You're keeping them in the awareness stage of your business, but you're not moving them forward into converting them into a lead or a customer. So when you correct that first mistake by actually defining who your target audience is, that's basically the first step to correcting this next mistake, which is to not just focus on the size of your audience, but focused on bringing the right people into your audience. And by audience, I just mean the sum total of the people whose attention you have, because they follow you on social media, they visit your website, maybe they subscribe to your email list and so on. Okay, so let's assume for a moment that you're not making these first two mistakes, that you have defined who your target audience is, and so you're not focused so much on the size of your audience, you're focused on making sure you've got the right people in your audience. So mistake number three is to continue to create the content that drives awareness for your business, but not create any of the content that would convert your audience into leads and sales. And different types of content serves different purposes. So things like publishing articles and having a YouTube channel and having a podcast can help drive awareness for your business, but it's a bit of a jump for somebody to go from reading a blog post or watching a YouTube video for the first time and deciding right in that moment that they want to be your customer and then finding their way to the sales page for whatever offer you've got. Anyone that's been through sales training is taught that it takes several touch points and several follow-ups to get somebody to buy. And that same principle applies online, except the touch points can be your content. But the mistake here is to continuously create new content that belongs in that awareness stage of your marketing funnel. So you want to also have the content in the middle of, in the bottom of your funnel where you're converting people into leads. So free resources, checklists, worksheets, webinars, etc., that they can sign up for. And now you've got their email address, because now you have permission to create more touch points with them and send them additional content and nurture them until they're ready to buy from you. And then you've got your conversion content using things like sales pages or application forms or free trials, you know, whatever the case is, depending on what you're selling. So the mistake to avoid is not having all three types of content that would convert your audience into a lead and your lead into a buyer. Because as a general rule, it takes all three types of content. There are exceptions to the rule, absolutely. There are people that need help with something, they need help right now, they come across you, you've got what they need, and they buy it with very few touch points or very little nurturing, because in that moment they had an urgent problem to solve, and so they were ready to buy. But for everyone that's not ready to buy right in this moment that you have their attention, you need the other types of content to guide them and to nurture them and to stay in contact with them until they are ready to buy. I was having this conversation with a friend of mine who specializes in email marketing for online course creators. And he's been a part of a lot of online course launches, and he's helped drive millions of dollars in sales for various entrepreneurs and various course creators. And something that he shared with me was that the majority of his clients, when they actually looked at who was buying their programs, like whenever they did a big launch or a promotion for a course, they looked at who bought, and they realized that the majority of their buyers had been on their email list for at least 3 months. These weren't people that last week clicked on an ad and then watched their webinar and then bought their course. These were people that were in their database and consuming their content for several months before they decided to pull the trigger and buy that person's program. And this is true of some of the really big names that you would recognize in the online course space. You know, they do big launches whenever they've got a new course or they want to relaunch their course. And in between those launches, they're putting out content, getting people on their list, nurturing their list, and then promoting something to that list. And the data doesn't lie. Like, to hear that the majority of the buyers for these people were actually on their list for several months before they decided to become customers didn't surprise me, but it was refreshing to hear it and just to be reminded of that again. So on that note, I'm going to wrap up this episode. And remember, don't learn from trial and error. Don't make the mistake I made. Don't spend years creating content to build an audience and completely dropping the ball on having a plan for converting that audience into leads and into buyers for products and services. Don't make the mistake of thinking that you need a huge audience. What you need is a very targeted audience of ideal clients for whatever it is that you plan to sell to them. Start by getting clear on that first. What is it you want to sell? Who's an ideal buyer for that? Make sure you have the content in place that would generate a lead and convert that lead into a sale, and then go and prioritize growing your audience with that top of funnel type content that drives awareness for your business. And by not making these mistakes, you'll be in a great position to produce content regularly, especially if you enjoy doing it. You know, you get to do what you enjoy, but you also get to see that it contributes to the growth of your business in the process. So I'll wrap up there. Thanks so much for listening. And if you have any questions, don't be shy. Feel free to reach out. Thanks so much for listening to the Influence and Scale podcast. If you're enjoying the show, make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode. And for show notes, links to resources mentioned, or to learn about how our agency can help you implement a profitable content marketing strategy, visit influenceandscale.com/podcast.